Exclusive. American Action Network releases ad calling on Democrat Tom O'Halloran to stop Pelosi's radical agenda. By Jacob Bliss on October 26, 2021. American Action Network, AAN, released an ad Tuesday morning, shown first to Breitbart News, calling on Rep. Tom O'Halloran, Diaz, to stop House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA agenda by protecting Arizona's border and stopping the Democrats' massive tax and spending hikes. The six-figure ad buy from On started playing on Tuesday and is running on cable television and digital advertising in the congressman's district. This is a part of their $4.5 million issue advocacy campaign, which they launched last week across 16 congressional districts, and a 46-district-wide phone call campaign to stop the left's reckless reconciliation package. In the reconciliation bill, Democrats have jammed as many far-left ideas as possible to make for a sweeping one-time bill passage. Instead of securing the border, Tom O'Halloran wants to make the worst border crisis in U.S. history even worse with new handouts for illegal immigrants, On Communications Director Calvin Moore told Breitbart News. This bill isn't about helping Americans get back on their feet. It's about granting massive, taxpayer-funded giveaways to Nancy Pelosi and her friends for their reckless political agenda. Liberals spend your money but take care of themselves. It's a cynical Washington game, $200 million for a park in Pelosi's district, special tax breaks for Hollywood, the media, elite liberal universities, the ad's narrator says. They're even giving $80 billion in handouts for illegal immigrants, while most small businesses face a tax hike. And working people pay more, but get less, the ad's narrator further explains, noting listeners in the district should call the congressman and tell him to protect Arizona's border and stand up to Pelosi's tax and spending scam. Watch On Set. The Democrats' budget reconciliation package, if ever passed, would give the illegal aliens living in the United States roughly $80 billion in child tax credits over the course of a decade, according to analysis from the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS. The cost, however, would be paid for by American taxpayers. Additionally, the bill would include making President Joe Biden's one-year child tax credit, CTC, program permanent. Stephen Camerata, the director of research for CIS, has previously estimated that 63% of immigrant-headed families would receive the tax credit. That would include illegal and legal immigrant households with children. Camerata had projected that illegal aliens would receive the highest tax credit. Native-born Americans would get payments of $4,600. Legal immigrants would get payments of $4,800. Illegal immigrants would get payments over $5,100. More so, a recent survey from Morning Consult revealed that most registered voters, 52%, said they are opposed to making the expanded child tax credits permanent. The views of the swing voters were almost the same, with a majority, 53%, saying they also oppose making the tax credits permanent. Even so, less than 3 in 10 admitted to wanting the tax credits to be permanent. John Binder contributed to this report. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.